After a brief hiatus for the July 4th holiday, welcome back to the latest edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. We are glad to have you with us. On the program today, a milestone mortgage year for Arvest Bank and an expansion in the region for United Federal Credit Union. Plus, new Arkansas basketball coach Eric Musselman bucks the Bridgewater trend. We'll have those details a little later. All those stories are straight ahead today on this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom provides communications options to help your business adapt to today's demands with tomorrow's technology. With opportunities in virtualization, redundancy, or maximizing your efficiency. Learn more at onecom.com. That's one-comm.com.
United Federal Credit Union is expanding its footprint in Northwest Arkansas with two new branches opening in the next few weeks. The Michigan-based company will open an office on July 26th at 2000 South Promenade Boulevard in Rogers, inside a former Bear State Bank location. On August 10th, there's a grand opening at 6706 West Sunset Avenue in Springdale, inside a former Metropolitan National Bank office. I spoke earlier this week with longtime mortgage lender Scott Jeffis, who has been hired as United's Director of Mortgage Sales. And he discussed some of the factors behind the decision to expand the company's footprint in Northwest Arkansas.
Well, you know, a couple of things, to be honest with you. We've actually been in the River Valley for over 60 years. And so we've had a presence in that area of Arkansas for a really long time. But one of the most unique things about a credit union is it is a not-for-profit organization. So every year they reinvest those profits into emerging markets, into their employees, and especially into their members, you know, where we can offer better interest rates on mortgages or CDs or checking accounts. But the emerging markets portion is something that they've actually had a five-year plan, and this was the year that we finally dropped the ball, and we purchased some buildings, leased a few others, but we've known for a long time that we wanted to be up in the Northwest market to help service all the people in this area. So yeah, I mean, we're excited. We ended up just leasing the Promenade old Bear State Bank building, and we've built that out. We had Redmond Construction Company do both of our build outs. So yeah, the July 26th grand opening will be for the Rogers location, and then quickly after that, August 10th is going to be our Springdale Harbor location's grand opening.
Right, and just a quick primer, you mentioned the main difference a minute ago, credit unions versus traditional banks. Credit unions are nonprofits. You've got experience working for both. Is that the main difference in those two?
It is, and you know, truly a credit union treats, you know, what most banks would call a customer. We call them members. You know, there's different terminology, but there truly is a difference. You know, a member is actually an owner. They're a stakeholder within the credit union. So, you know, that's a huge deal to people. And you know, so they tend to take ownership of it. And that's what really helps feed our business.
What's the scale of the United footprint? You mentioned it's been a big player in the River Valley market for quite a while. What's the market for members of United in Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas, River Valley? How many members are there?
Right now, we have over 7,800 members amongst all of our four branches in the River Valley. And we do have a small branch we opened up about 5 years ago in the Elm Springs Walmart Supercenter. But our lease will be up in October. But that really helped us kind of build our membership here in Northwest Arkansas for the last 5 years to really help parlay into these newer locations. But yeah, it's exciting. You know, there's a huge demand for credit unions. It is a little different than your bank. But we're real excited to come out here and really show people what the difference is.
What is the demand? What is the market for credit unions in Northwest Arkansas? You've got experience as a lender in this market, you know, working
yes,
for
sir.
Both. What's the market you are trying to reach?
You know, a multitude of markets, honestly, on the retail side, you know, anybody that's interested in a checking, savings, CD, money market. But really on the loan side, which is where my expertise is, we're really strong on the commercial and mortgage side. You know, I mean, we knew that there was a high demand in this area for all the growth commercially, but also residentially. And the thing about credit unions is we're able to offer quite a few different products that not a lot of other financial institutions out there can offer. For example, we've got 100% medical professional product. It's no mortgage insurance. It has higher back end ratios for, you know, the new doctors that might have just graduated that have a lot of student loan debt hanging out there. But we have four different other 100% products, which most people in the housing industry know that there's really not a whole lot of those left out there. So, you know, if it doesn't fit necessarily in that secondary market box, then we've got an in-house portfolio type loan to fit them in. So we really have something for every scenario.
Right. Just like Northwest Arkansas is big enough for all of the banks that work here, there's also big enough for banks and credit unions in this region.
There is. And, you know, to be honest with you, there's not a lot of competition in our lane. I mean, obviously there's the UARC. There's, I believe, Truity is now the Tyson Credit Union. And you've got Arkansas Federal, but I mean, other than that, we really don't have a lot of competition in our lane. But yes, we're definitely right there in competition with all these other banks and financial institutions.
United consists of more than 174,000 members worldwide and manages assets of about $2.8 billion. Jeff says besides the two openings in Springdale and Rogers coming up this summer, the company's five-year growth plan includes additional branches in Fayetteville and Bentonville, and other locations in Rogers. From credit unions to banks, one of the state's largest has added to an already impressive milestone streak. The mortgage division of Arvest Bank has originated more than $1 billion in mortgage loans for the 17th consecutive year. That includes both purchase money and refinance loans. Arvest reached the $1 billion mark on June 18th this year. That's 11 days sooner than it did last year. Purchase money loans accounted for 65% of the total loan volume. The overall loan volume through June 18th is up 9% through the same date last year. And finally today, bucking the Bridgewater trend, new Razorbacks basketball coach Eric Musselman recently closed on his family's first Fayetteville area home with a $1.94 million purchase of an 8,000 square foot residence inside the gated Clear Creek neighborhood at Blessings Golf Club in Johnson. The home was built in 2014 by Bentonville home builder Nathan Fairchild. Razorback coaches have historically opted for the equally upscale Bridgewater Estates in recent years. Located east of Fayetteville off North Gully Road and Bridgewater Lane, Bridgewater is about 15 years old and offers all the comforts of country living, but is still within a 10-minute drive for essentials and entertainment. The list of coaches associated with Bridgewater speaks for itself. Current coaches Dave Van Horn and Chad Morris make their home there. Former football coaches Bobby Petrino and Brett Bielema and former basketball coach John Pelfrey all lived at Bridgewater while coaching the Hogs. Former basketball coach Mike Anderson, who was fired in March after coaching the basketball team for the past 8 years, also lived in Bridgewater. Now the head coach at St. John's University in New York, Anderson's 8,400-square-foot residence, which is just across the street from Coach Morris's property, is now on the market for $2.8 million. And that is all for today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.